Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Bo Henderson's here. Bo is the CEO of Rich Life Advisors, a financial advisory organization. God helping me, he's also a syndicated radio host. Says right here, I don't know what got into him, but you know, you can't tell people sometimes. You know, you try to warn them, but they still do it anyway. He's a best-selling author of the book The Rich Life: 10 Investments for True Wealth. And as I say, he's our new friend. Bo, welcome to the show.
Hey Jim, I'm excited to be here.
Says here you're a talk show host. I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
You know, some people are just gluttons for pain. So I've just been doing it. I've been doing it since 2010. And I just keep going.
Somebody asked me once what made me do. Somebody asked me once what made me do this. I said, well, obviously it's insanity.
It's a lot of fun. I had to find a way to talk more. So
there you go. Well, and of course I've noticed that I've not been a guest on your show yet. So
we can fix that real quick.
I'm just saying. Okay, so we got a lot of work here to go over, Bo. One of the things that we have going on right now, I love studying and considering the demographic scenarios of our world, of humanity. You know, the demographics, these are people who are alive right now in their own generational, you know, band waves, and they're rolling through time, having their impact on the world. And one of those impacts right now are the aging baby boomers, like me.
Correct.
And we're all starting, you know, getting to the point where we're saying, okay, are we going to outlive our money, or are we going to live long enough to enjoy our money? You know, we're all asking those questions now, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, it is. And the thing with this demographic specifically, Jim, is they're rolling into this window of time, and usually it's a 10 to 12-year window, to where the decisions we make during this window, they're the most critical financial decisions we'll typically make, because we don't have the window anymore to bounce back if we make a mistake.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, that's a big one. That is really important point there. Because I remember, you know, making some serious mistakes in my 30s, and I said, okay, I screwed up. I know what doesn't work. I'm gonna fix that. And I went to work and I fixed it and I recovered from it. But boy, when you get to be, you know, when you get inside the red zone of your career, you know, when you don't have time to slay any more dragons, as you say, you could make some big mistakes, can't you?
Well, nothing, you know,
unrecoverable mistakes is the way to probably say it.
That's exactly it. Nothing was more heartbreaking than talking to somebody whose plan was to retire in 2009 that lost 40% of their
retirement.
You know,
I'm still mad for those people really about what happened, because that wasn't their fault. That was nothing but the oligarchs in Washington and Wall Street that created that.
Right. Right. And it hurt a lot of people.
Oh, it hurt me as a people. It killed me as a small businesses.
Right, right. And that's what I really focus on in that window is, you know, one of the things that's broken, and this is funny, Jim, to hear, because you introduced me as a financial advisor. I dislike financial advisors. And let me be very specific. I dislike 90% of financial advisors. And I think the system's broken. And the reason is there's people desperately in this window to make these decisions need good information. And the only place or the place that they have the most access to get that information is from salespeople trying to sell them a product. So what I try to do and what my advocacy is for is let's step back and let's provide good education for people so that they are, you know, kind of a teach a man to fish kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Let's give them and empower them to be good stewards of their resources and money, and then they can work with me as a teammate on their team. Right. They're not blindly trusting me, which unfortunately, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love it when somebody trusts me. That's the best gift in the world. But blindly trusting is a problem, and that happens.
Well, I have to be honest with you, I'm not different from you, and I don't want to impute and malign anybody, but I'm my own financial advisor for good or for. There's no question that I could have turned my stuff over to certain people, and I could have more wealth. They could have done a better job than I did, but I'm just a little too much of a control enthusiast for that. And
right.
I like blaming myself when mistakes happen. We're going to come back after the break and talk some more. We're going to get some good tips from our new friend, Bo Henderson. He is the CEO of Rich Life Advisors. He's the author of The Rich Life, 10 Investments for True Wealth. And we'll talk about that after the break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.